Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You realize when you're going to have a whole bunch of people over to the house, or if you're going to throw a party, it becomes kind of a puzzle of chemistry, right? Like, if I got 20 people that I'm inviting to the party, is this person going to get along with everybody? Do they fit in? Because it's just one or two people that can completely change the attitude of a party, right?
Oh, change the whole energy, change the whole vibe. And especially, like you said, if you're mixing friend groups, like... And they have never hung out before, that can be a concern too.
Right, because the way we joke with each other in here is going to be very different than what most people hear in their jobs.
Yeah.
So to overhear our conversations, it would be shocking.
For sure.
And you want to make sure everybody at the party is getting along also, and they have a history with each other that's healthy before. So what do you do if they don't? Mo's in that spot right now.
Yep, I really stepped in it. And I didn't mean for it to go down this way, but this is where I'm at, and I don't know what to do. Because I've had quite a few fight parties since I've been in Atlanta. It's like my thing.
You make your guests fight each other?
No.
We don't speak of that.
It's Fight Club.
Oh,
okay.
My bad. Rule number one. I forgot. It's been so long since I've seen the movie.
No, boxing matches and UFC matches.
Okay.
We have get-togethers, and it's a tight group. It started off with about five of us, which is kind of where I wanted to leave it. But it's at about eight or nine now from them inviting other people. And it's been cool. It's been great. It's not big. It's small. But every time there's a big fight, we all get together. It's the same group. And we drink and have fun.
And mostly women. And there's candles. And there's wine. Right?
Ooh, sounds fun. Can I come?
Yeah, you can come.
I think you've said you've mixed UFC and scrapbooking.
Have you been there? Have you been
I've heard of
looking from the outside?
They're infamous.
Okay, yes.
That visual is pretty impressive, man.
Vision boards.
Yes!
Yeah. The whole shebang.
Yeah.
And, well, it's been great up until now because I had a feeling this was going to happen, but at the last party I had, two of my friends, one is a guy, one is a woman, and they both moved here recently, and it just worked out that way. And I saw the chemistry building at the last fight party between the two of them. And then as soon as it was over, he stayed, which I thought was weird because he never helps clean up. So I had no idea why he was staying back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said it. He came up to me and he was like, who's that?
Yeah.
You know, hook me up.
Sniffing around.
Exactly. So I told him no. In all honesty, I was like, nah, I love you, bro, but I love her more and I'm not doing that to her. Because that's my dude. But he's just not that guy. He doesn't stick around long. He sticks and moves. That's his game, and that's fine.
I've had friends like that also, and they get so offended when you say that because they're like,
well, as they should.
How about the loyalty? No, man.
No.
I mean, I can love this guy, but also know I would not recommend him for a date. Those two things are totally separate.
And that's
100%.
And that's fine. You can feel that way. Guess what? He can also be offended by that.
That's his problem.
No. Yeah.
He knows who he is. And so I said, I can't stop y'all. You're grown, but I don't want my name on it. I want nothing to do with it. And of course, the next time we have a little outing, they walk in together.
Mm.
So I pieced it together and I knew what happened. So somehow I knew I would end up in the middle of this anyway. Time goes on. They get into a fight. They're not talking anymore. I get two completely different stories.
You're like, called it.
Yep. And I'm getting literal calls from both of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying that basically she caught him talking to somebody else. He's saying that's not exactly what happened. It was his friend. Now, the irony in this story is he now is talking to somebody else who she believes is the woman that he was talking to while he was talking to her.
Uh-huh.
So the fight party comes. I don't know how to not invite both of them. Like, they're part of the group. But in my mind, I'm hoping that one of them will say, I'm not going to come because I don't want to be a part of that. But at least I did my part in inviting both of them.
So you let them both know, like, just want to let you know he's going to be there. Just want to let you know she's going to be there.
Yep.
Okay.
I wasn't going to play that game with them. So I'm like, you know, it's the usuals, the usual suspects. And so she says, I don't care if he's coming. I love your fight parties. I'm coming to watch the fight.
Oh, she cares. Oh.
I'm sure.
She cares.
And she's going to be looking good,
too. When somebody says, I don't care, they care. It's like those people in the comments when you post something and they post, I don't care. Well, you obviously cared enough to say you don't care and to post the comments.
And write a book about it.
Yep. She's in the hall of your apartment, like doing air squats and stuff. She got the big juicy butt when she walks in there.
I'm sure that's going to happen. So, and then I go to him and I'm like, all right, well, hopefully he'll be the one to go, like, I'm not dealing with that. So he, when I went to him initially, I thought I was safe because he was like, I'm actually going to be out of town. I'm going to be with my family. So I'm like, perfect. Well, I was having a fight party, but don't worry about it since you're not going to be there. He's like, oh, okay, cool. But a week ago, he comes to me and he says, the family plans were canceled. I'm coming to the fight party.
Oh, no.
So.
And he's not going to, you don't allow guests, right? Like, you don't allow your guests to bring guests, correct?
That's the thing. I let everybody have a plus one so that they can be comfortable.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can't tell him you have a plus one, but you can't bring a certain one. So I'm like, hey, bring who you want.
He wouldn't do that, would he?
I feel like it's your party. You can make the rules.
I guess I could.
You can.
I could just shut him down and say you can't bring. Because I don't know that this really happened. If I knew for certain that he cheated on my friend with his new girl, I feel like I would have the right to go, you can't do that. But he's always maintained that that's not what happened. This is just... it's just his girl. So it don't feel right for me to tell everybody else, you can bring your wife, your husband, whatever, but all you right. can't.
Yeah.
So this is a key component for me also. Does everybody else that would be at the fight party know the history between the two of them?
No.
Okay.
They know they talked, but they don't know the details or anything like that.
All right, so you're going to be a little stressed out about it, right? But nobody else at the party is going to feel that until they see it.
Unless something happens. Right. If the two of them go at it for whatever reason, then it'll come up.
In your gut, knowing the two of them, what are the odds that something would happen?
If we weren't drinking, I'd be 100% sure nothing would happen because neither of them are that person.
Okay.
But once the drinks get going,
you can't.
That end of the night, anything could happen. Like, I feel like the both of them are completely different people when they saucy.
Okay, so this is I think the dilemma here is you give them both a chance, you give them both the benefit of the doubt to be grown adults and be mature about the situation and invite them. Do you say something beforehand? Like, hey, I know there's a, there's...
a little tension?
Yes. I don't even know if I would address it as tension, but I know that you guys have a history. I know there's a history here, right? Because you don't want to label it as something negative. I know you guys have a history here. So I just want to make sure that everybody is going to be cool at the party and not make it uncomfortable for any of my other guests. Do you even preface with that? Or do you leave it unsaid, the party happens, and if one of them step out of line, you got to kick them out.
When the fight party becomes an actual fight party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. As somebody who goes to a lot of like small gatherings, you can always tell when there's tension in the room.
And
even if it wasn't like a cheating situation, they still have a history and you can tell that there's a little bit of animosity because he went off with some other girl. And I would feel some type of way about it. So I'm on your gal pal side here. I think you should set some boundaries.
I would go to my dude friend. I think the conversation you have with a guy about this is potentially less dangerous than the one that you would have with a woman on it. I'd put it on the dude and go, look, you can be at this party here, man, but I'm putting this on you to control what's going on. And if you can't handle it, don't come.
All right. I'll talk to him because he's easy to talk to. And I have already spoken to her. And the scary part is she's been very nonchalant about it. She's like, oh, I don't care.
Ooh,
I'm not worried about it.
She's going to be very chalant at the party.
Right, right.
That terrifies me.
God pray for me. Thank you.
The Burt Show.